With the Lord's help, I'd like to read from Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. And he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man, which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig, to beg I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me unto their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, how much owest thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then said he to another, and how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, make unto yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commend to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give unto you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Thus far I wanted to read. After hearing God's holy word, let's bow and pray. Loved ones, I'd like to also read a couple verses from Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, several verses, starting with verse number 5. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Loved ones, why do we gather here together? I believe that we love the Lord. and we want to please the Lord. And after a couple days in this work week, and maybe the temptations and the trials that we must have faced, we desire to be drawn by the Word and to be washed by it, and to be rejuvenated, just like the earth is drinking in the rain right now, and the grass and the plants are refreshed. We desire, I desire, and I believe you desire as well, to be refreshed by the Word of God. And many times it's difficult to read the Word of God because it's convicting, and we don't feel good, but therein is life, and we know that God wants the best for us. In this chapter, Jesus talks to his disciples, and he's explaining a scenario. Perhaps it was a real account, perhaps it was a parable. Either or, doesn't really matter. The words are true, and he spoke it for a reason. And I believe tonight, I believe that this word is for us. The Holy Spirit has prompted me to pick this chapter. I don't know what everyone's going through. I know my own struggles in my own life. But I know certainly that Jesus spoke these words with intent. And the first verse talks about Jesus said that there was a certain rich man and there was a steward. There was a manager that was managing this rich man's estate. Whether he was purchasing goods or managing business accounts, we don't know. But we could only assume that this steward was hired to do a job and that he was honest and he had integrity. But in the first verse, it talks about that he was accused. He was accused that he was wasting. He was wasting the master's goods. And when the master called him out, he was fearful. Basically, he said, your job is forfeit. I've heard that you've been wasting goods. Give an account of your stewardship. Give an account of all the managing deals and the account, because you're going to lose your job. But this steward, I believe, possibly was honest at the beginning. Loved ones, brothers and sisters, in our own lives, are we scraping by at work to do the minimum? Are we, as like it says in Ephesians, men pleasers, to do only what we need to do when the boss is looking at us? Do we feel like maybe we could get by with just a little? Now, the Lord sees all things, we know that. And I believe the Lord is merciful too. And for this account here, the good and rich man wanted to reveal unto this steward what his doings were. In verse number 3, it talks about, and it says that what the steward said within himself. He was thinking within himself, what am I going to do? I'm going to lose my job. I can't dig. I'm not strong enough to take a shovel and to dig ditches or dig roads. In the Roman Empire, there's many roads. And he was very ashamed to beg. So he thought within himself, there must be something I could do. And something clicked in his mind. He was going to forgive the debts, a portion of the debts of the debtors of his master. Because thinking in himself, he thought, maybe they will accept me. Once I lose my job, maybe someone will take me in and support me, and I'll have a job and I'll have food. So he called, in verse number 5, so he called every one his Lord's debtors unto him and said unto the first, how much owest thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. Not a small amount. But he told that debtor, cut it in half. 50 measures of oil. And likewise to the one that had 100 measures of wheat, 80, 80 measures. And the Lord commended that unjust steward. Why did he commend him? Why did he praise him? He said that he was wiser than the children of light. Are we ready to forgive those that are our debtors? How much more this world, when they know they're going to lose something and they want to make right and for their financial gain will do anything to not lose the business? They'll forgive. They'll humble themselves for money so they won't lose money. But us as Christians, we need to forgive regardless of if we're going to get paid back, regardless if it's going to be made right. The children of this world are wiser than the children of light. And that should be a shame to us if we are like that. And I believe none of us are, but I believe the word is clear and must be spoken from. But we should evaluate our own hearts, loved ones, that we are forgiving, that we are not covetous, as it says that the Pharisees were later in the chapter, that we don't live for our jobs, for our wealth that the Lord has given unto us, because one day it can be taken away very swiftly. I'm reminded of the one farmer that had so much abundance, and he said, I'm going to tear down my barns and build bigger. So I could store all my things, all my goods, all my grain, whatever he had. Not thinking about his soul. And dear loved ones, I believe that we are here today because we care about our own souls, that we love the Lord, that we desire to please him, that though at times we may fall, like this unjust steward, we want to make right. And that we would grow in the faith and in the walk that God has placed us in. He that is faithful in much, and little is faithful in much. We can't expect God to give us more if we're not even faithful with the small things that we have. How are we spending our money? How are we spending our time? Do we squander the resources God has given unto us? Do we think that we ought to have more? Is our attitude covetous, of a covetous nature? And it's so easy in this country to have that aspiration of, I want more, I could do more, I could be someone, I could get more money, but only to buy things that will last for so short. And how many times we've heard older folks speaking about, I would give everything for good health. I would give everything to be able to do the things I've done when I was young. And nobody will care how much overtime we did, how much money we had when we're on our burial, when we're on our deathbed at our burial. No servant can serve two masters. We can't be on two seats. We can't sit on two seats expecting to be blessed by the Lord, but having a covetous attitude. We can't serve God and mammon. We can't serve God and money. The Pharisees also, which were covetous, which were lovers of money, heard him and they derided him. They looked down on him. They made fun of him. Maybe thinking that Jesus doesn't know my heart. Maybe thinking that they were better than Jesus because he was poor. And he had nowhere to sleep. He said he had nowhere to lay his head. But God knows our hearts, loved ones. We can't justify ourselves before God if our hearts are not pure. God, give us mercy. that we would love him, that we would esteem others better than ourselves, that we would take thought of our life, that we are here one day and we're gone the next. And the things and the possessions that we have, we can't take them with us. But it was a very interesting verse that I've been struggling with. In verse number 9, it says, to make unto yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you unto everlasting habitations. And there was a reference that for that verse in my Bible that goes to Matthew chapter 19, verse 20. Matthew 19, verse 20. And it talks about the young man that came to Jesus and basically he was bragging about all the good things or all the commandments that he kept and that he honored his father and mother. Jesus said unto him in verse number 18, he saith unto him, which Jesus? So the young ruler or the young person was asking, what commandments should I keep? And Jesus said unto him, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And the young man saith unto him, all these have I kept from my youth. What lack I yet? And this is the verse that it ties in with that verse number 9 from Luke. And Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. See, we shouldn't be holding on to our possessions in a way that we don't want to give to others, in a way of pride that could be in our hearts. In Luke chapter 16, 9, make unto yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness. Give unto those from the wealth that God has given unto you to help them. And then once we go to heaven, God willing, God will reward us for our giving. The scripture talks about give as though you would not receive back. We shouldn't expect anything to be returned unto us. We shouldn't expect God to bless us. There's a prosperity doctrine out there in this world in nominal Christianity that speaks about giving that we may get more. There's no such thing. The Lord said we should be content with what we have. If we had food and raiment, we should be content. So by giving our possessions away and not holding on to them, the Lord will bless us. Maybe not in this life, and it doesn't really matter, but in the next life, that's where our goal is. The Lord has drawn us together here to hear the word. We want to be washed. We want to be rejuvenated. We want to be healed. We need to be vulnerable. I've struggled with money a lot. It's something that I think everyone at one point in life will struggle with. Maybe not having enough. Maybe having a lot and wanting to buy things that do not profit. And then feeling guilty when we bought something that's just vain. And sooner or later, it's going to rust and perish. Galatians chapter 6, there's a scripture that's very convicting. In chapter 6, verse number 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, so shall he also reap. For if he soweth to his flesh, he shall of the flesh reap corruption, he shall reap rust, he shall reap death. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. See, it's like a garden. When you plant something in a garden, you expect something to grow. Many times, weeds pop up. We didn't plant that. But we can't expect something to grow of something we didn't plant of our own selves. If we planted a pepper, we expect a pepper, not a tomato. Same thing with this. We sow to the flesh, we should not be deceived. We're going to be reaping to the flesh. We're going to reap, if we're coveting, we're going to reap covetousness like the Pharisees. We're going to want more. We're going to steal like that steward. He stole. Maybe at one point he didn't steal, but he got a little lazy. Oh, the master, he doesn't see anything. I'm going to take a little bit of something for myself. And then one day he was accused that he was stealing, and he felt shame, and he was going to lose his job. Let it not be said of us, loved ones, that we rob God. And it's very convicting because I have robbed God of time, spent so much time in things that don't matter. And then late at night, you feel like, oh, what a waste of a day, watching or playing or whatever it may be. You fill in the blank there for yourself. Robbing God of time and praise. The Lord desires much from us. And I believe that even though we are in this flesh, if we believe in the Lord and ask for grace and mercy, he'll give us that. He'll strengthen us. And the Spirit of holiness, God's Holy Spirit, will convict us. And God's Holy Spirit will grow us. And it's not of our own self. Only the Lord can do this. We can't put in 5 bullet points of what I'm going to do to make myself righteous. The Lord is the one, if we humble ourselves before him, that he will help us. And I know he will, and I believe he will, and I know you believe as well. To be faithful in little takes a lot of humbleness. Because we see this world, and we see all those around us that maybe have a little bit more than what we have. And we need to just be thankful, because God has given unto us what he wants to give unto us. And maybe if we had a little bit more, we would depart from him. I believe there is a psalm, I'm not sure where it's at, but David speaks about asking the Lord to bless him with enough so he wouldn't steal, but not too much where he would blaspheme and he would forget the Lord. The Pharisees also, who are covetous. You would think that the rulers of this world, even the rulers of the Jewish nation, that knew God, or claimed that knew God, studied the law, even read about the tithes and Moses' commandments, that they would have known better, that they would have changed. But no, they derided him. They made fun of him. They ridiculed him. They sneered at him. Because when sin seeks to be justified, the individual always lashes out, makes excuses, and tries to make a way out. Let us not think of ourselves higher than them. Loved ones, much could be said from God's holy word, and I believe that the Holy Spirit will teach us. The several words that I could speak, I know that the Holy Spirit is like a fountain, that if we have the Holy Spirit in our hearts, he will teach us even more than what was said today. May God bless his word. Amen.